This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Twins and Guardians are gearing up to play Game 3 of their four-game series tonight in Cleveland. The Guardians claimed the first two games of the series, including last night's 5-2 win. Minnesota manager Derek Shelton says his team got a first-inning homer in that game last night, but they need more than that.
I mean, with the fact the way our offense is built, I mean, I know we hit the home run in the first, but it can't be one run. It's got to be multiple runs to be able to go.
The Twins have dropped four straight games, and Shelton says the good news is his team has shown the capability of bouncing back through rough patches.
I mean, the one thing we've talked about this group is how resilient they are, and we're going to go through stretches where we don't play good, and we're going to go through stretches where we play good. Right now, and we're in one of those stretches where we're not playing good, so we got to lean on the fact that we have been able to bounce back.
Bailey Ober is the starter tonight. The first pitch set for 5:40. The Minnesota United are finally back in action tonight. They're returning from the World Cup break. The Loons get on the pitch with a road game in Kansas City starting tonight at 7:30. The PGA Tour is visiting Minnesota this week. It's the annual 3M Open of the TPC Twin Cities course in Blaine. The defending champion is Kurt Kitayama. He's excited about being back in the Twin Cities to defend the trophy. He's also happy to see the world number one player, Scottie Scheffler, in the field this week.
I think it's cool that you get the number one player playing the tournament that you're playing in. So I think it's great to have a strong field, having a, just being able to have those guys playing. You want to play against the best, and so it's great to have them in the field when you're playing.
Kitayama says Scheffler's a fun player to watch, not just for the fans, but even the players.
Obviously, you watch on TV, and his demeanor is really good. He's seems like one shot at a time, doesn't let it affect the next shot. Just how he goes about, attacking a golf course, how his ball striking is obviously unbelievable.
Round one is tomorrow. The tournament wraps up on Sunday. There are tickets still available at the tourney's webpage. This is MNN Sports.